listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vasta Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how effective are mental wellness apps?
It's a little bit tricky as a consumer to go through apps to figure out which ones could potentially be helpful and which ones are not going to harm you.
But first, how soda science manipulated America's health research.
Its aim is not to find the best answer to the obesity problem. Its aim is to address the obesity question while being sure to protect profits on sugary sodas.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy, rinse and refresh, it's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Scientific research is necessary for the advancement of society, but none of it would be possible without funding. And though the American government funds many projects, private companies and nonprofit organizations are the other main contributors. While it's necessary to fuel research, it can lead to some harmful results. In fact, Susan Greenhall's new book, Soda Science: Making the World Safe for Coca-Cola, reveals how companies can influence the very research they fund. She says it's especially obvious when we look at the American diet.
Nutrition research has a long history of working intimately with industry. So for them, the idea that we need to push industry away is rather upsetting and disturbing and unacceptable. But what we need is better guidelines to address the kinds of relationships that are developed between industry and science and make sure that they're actually implemented.
Greenhall is an anthropologist and professor of Chinese studies emerita at Harvard University. She's spent the last decade unraveling one specific case of industry influence within research, which involves the beverage giant Coca-Cola. While it's no secret now that sugary drinks contribute to weight gain, there was a time when Coke and other companies were successful at distracting the public from the true problem. To do this, they became intimately involved with exercise and nutrition research. In 1978, a top executive at Coca-Cola created the International Life Sciences Institute, or ILSI, a global nonprofit organization that published studies on nutrition and food safety.
And the first thing it did was get caffeine, which is a major component of caffeinated sodas. Most of our sodas are caffeinated. That's why they give us this vim and vigor. But way back in the 1970s, ILSI worked to get caffeine registered as generally recognized as safe, GRAS. And so then nobody could come and criticize Coke for having too much caffeine. ILSI was the perfect organization to help with the obesity problem.
The 1980s is often seen as the start of America's obesity epidemic. And though scientists had begun to research the issue, the NIH only labeled it a disease in 1998, and the Surgeon General's call to action to prevent obesity didn't come until 2001.
And of course, the food industry, the soda industry, has been monitoring, is constantly monitoring the environment for threats to its profits. So the soda industry was way ahead of everybody else when it came to obesity. And in 1999, ILSI organized a meeting of CEOs of the top dozen or so food companies to sit down and strategize how are we going to deal with this problem of rising obesity.
By this time, public health specialists were saying how harmful sugary drinks can be and began promoting the idea of a soda tax, similar to the ones placed on cigarettes. So at this secret meeting of CEOs, which only came to light in 2013, the initial idea to protect profits was for the soda industry to run a national public health program that focused on improving diet and increasing exercise.
The CEOs said, no way, we're not touching our food recipes, anything about our food business. They already work perfectly, but we'll go with the exercise program. So in that meeting, ILSI decided that its only option, because ILSI is funded by the food industry, the only option in the obesity question is to promote exercise. And so starting at that moment, scientists associated with ILSI began working out a science, creating a science that started with a conclusion. Exercise is the answer. And then over the next few years, they built on it. They added more concepts, they added data, they added hypotheses, all geared towards supporting the preordained conclusion that exercise was the answer.
Which has had widespread, lasting effects. However, industry-friendly science is nothing new. In fact, a 2023 paper in JAMA Network Open reveals that industry involvement was very common in the 600 most cited clinical trials published after 2018, and the conclusions often favored the study's sponsor. However, it's not always nefarious, and in most cases, this type of funding was a necessary part of research. But Greenhall's book digs into the ways factual data can be manipulated to favor a certain industry. In the case of Coca-Cola's obesity problem, she calls it soda science.
And its aim is not to find the best answer to the obesity problem. Its aim is to address the obesity question while being sure to protect profits on sugary sodas. There are many, many more. In fact, every research by public health specialists shows that every single industry that manufactures a product that's harmful to human health or the environment creates a science to protect that product, protect it from lawsuits, and to protect it from critical public health scholars who might want to look into its problems. It's pretty phenomenal.
Industries do this by using product defense firms. They employ scientists, engineers, lawyers, and public relations experts, all to keep their products from being recognized as harmful.
And their goal is to work for companies that want this kind of distorted science that will protect their profits from critique. The big ones, there may be a handful, maybe 5 to 10 big product defense firms in the U.S.
And they're smart, because though Coke was influencing science to only look at how a lack of exercise is feeding into the obesity crisis, the data wasn't wrong. The research that was funded is still valuable. So is it really such a bad thing if we still got all of this knowledge on one side of the issue? Greenhall says that's the argument ILSI used as justification.
They said, well, everybody's studying dietary sources of obesity, so we're going to do something else. We're going to look at exercise. And so in a way, that's good. But on the other hand, what we really need is research that studies both diet and exercise within the same framework, within the same experiments, so we can see the relative importance of each one. Another downside of just studying exercise is that, especially when the scientists are very influential scientists, then readers of the scientific literature are those who are reading their newspapers, and they see articles focusing on the work of these famous scientists, and they only focus on exercise. They think, wow, exercise must be really important.
And though we've established that industry-funded research is extremely common, Greenhall wonders why so many prominent scientists willingly work for such one-sided evidence.
What they did is they argued that we in the field of nutrition science, we need to work with industry to solve this problem. Obviously, the rapid rise in obesity is very deeply connected to what the food industry has been selling us for these many years. Without working with the food industry, we're never going to solve this. And so what goes unsaid is if we work with the food industry, we have to respect its fundamental interests or needs. One of those is no soda taxes. So over the years, through treating the question of soda taxes as a kind of taboo, these scientists never wrote about it in their articles, then they spread the idea that soda taxes were not necessary.
In 2007, a group of academic and industry investigators set out to solve the issue of scientific integrity and conflicts of interest in industry-funded research. However, this work was financially supported through educational grants from 10 of the biggest food companies, including Coca-Cola. The group settled on a list of 8 principles that Greenhalgh says can be deceiving.
If you take a close look at them, you see that they're not very binding, that they cover the easy issues, but they don't cover the difficult issues. Yes, we must learn to live with them, but we also need much better guidelines on how to make it happen in a way that's going to be ethical.
The rest of the world became familiar with this morally corrupt science in 2015, when Coca-Cola was outed for giving millions of dollars to a nonprofit that pushed the narrative that exercise can offset a bad diet. By this time, science had already proven that in reality, physical activity has a very minimal impact on weight, and a healthy lifestyle is mostly dictated by our diet.
Coke really was criticized by the public, by experts, by governmental people. So Coke drafted a whole new set of guidelines for how it was going to contribute to solving the obesity epidemic. In its new guidelines, it said it's not going to fund exercise, it's going to fund wellness projects. And it said that Coke itself will not give 50% or more for the funding for any one project.
But even after the scandal, Coke continues to be one of the world's largest beverage manufacturers.
We have short memories. But my bottom line is the industry has so much money, and so much of that money has been used to develop marketing strategies that work everywhere around the world, including, of course, in this country. And this field of science and the governmental public health community has just no way to compete with that. We just have to keep pointing out where problems exist, and we've had the wool pulled over our eyes, and try to keep that message in the public's eyes.
And though some critics would argue that this isn't something we should give attention to, Greenhalgh believes that these cases are worth studying. She says that we need to be aware of the unethical practices in order to keep real science as the standard.
It is true that most public health scholars, they go for good science, positive science. And so when they see this kind of distorted science that started with a conclusion, they have nothing but scorn, nothing but disgust. So they just reject it out of hand and continue to work on the good science. So working on the good science is just great. But on the other hand, if we take some time out to look and see where that distorted science came from, who's making it, how they justified it for herself, we learn a lot.
Greenhalgh's book, Soda Science, Making the World Safe for Coca-Cola, is available now wherever books are sold. You can find more information about Susan Greenhalgh and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Are you feeling sluggish or weighed down? Could be a sign your digestive system isn't at its best. Take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge to feel lighter and more energetic by supporting digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up, how much information should you give your wellness app? When Radio Health Journal returns.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapchat from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
It's no secret that COVID-19 negatively impacted the mental health of millions. And since in-person therapy wasn't readily available, thousands turned to their phones for help. Since then, the digital wellness market has skyrocketed. Online therapy, life coaching, and personal growth strategies are all made available by simply pressing download on our phones. But while mental health apps have helped lower the barrier of entry into the wellness industry, how much trust should we be placing in this simplified treatment option?
There's thousands upon thousands of them, and they vary in quality. Basically, any manufacturer can say that it's helpful without studies necessarily backing that they work.
That's Dr. Stephanie Collier, Director of Education in the Division of Geriatric Psychiatry at McLean Hospital. She says most of these programs aren't closely regulated by the FDA because they fall under the wellness category. However, users are continuing to blindly place their trust and mental health in the hands of app manufacturers. Collier says some of these programs can be helpful, but only as a tool to supplement sessions with a licensed therapist.
They can help reinforce skills that were learned. They can also be helpful in tracking, for example, steps if a patient is working towards physical activity goals. But the data is not there for any apps to suggest that they work as standalone treatments. So the type of patient that may benefit from an app is a patient who might experience some stress, but not a serious mental illness, unless they're in an established therapeutic relationship.
So why are more and more people using wellness apps instead of seeking professional help?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. The first is therapy is very hard. Therapy requires time, effort, and an available therapist. And that has been increasingly difficult, especially with the COVID pandemic, to find therapists that are available to treat patients. So there is convenience to an app. It's at the click of a button. It's something you can download as long as you have a smartphone. So it's convenient. In many cases, apps are free, and very often they have high promises. So patients click with the hopes that the apps can help them.
But Collier warns that most digital programs in the mental health space won't give users the help they're seeking. Her caution stems from the lack of regulation for these types of apps. Collier says the online mental health space has become a wild west. Companies can slap the mental health label on a digital program without any science or testing to prove their claims.
It's a little bit tricky as a consumer to go through apps to figure out which ones could potentially be helpful and which ones are not going to harm you. Some apps also prescribe information that is not helpful to patients. It might tell them to drink alcohol if they're feeling down, or the quality is really variable.
Collier says that even the apps under FDA regulation aren't as thoroughly scrutinized as other therapeutic tools.
So right now there are apps for substance use disorders, but the FDA regulation for apps is different. The standards are different because the apps are considered low risk by the FDA. So the amount of evidence to show that they work is less than they would need for trials for, say, a medication.
The FDA actually loosened its guidelines for digital health therapeutics during the pandemic. It was meant to help increase public access to treatment options by allowing companies to fast-track their products. Unfortunately, some companies are now taking advantage of the lax rules, potentially putting unsuspecting users in harm's way. Collier says HIPAA, the law that protects patient health information, doesn't apply to most wellness apps, meaning these programs are able to sell your sensitive information.
As a customer, you have to be very careful about which apps and what the privacy apps specifically state. And very few apps actually state their privacy policies. And in some apps, you have to first put your data into the app before the privacy data is available.
So in many cases, users sacrifice their personal data without getting much in return. Collier says there's no real evidence that wellness apps help treat mental illness.
Research is ongoing, and apps are still being developed, but at this moment, we cannot say that an app is sufficient in treating symptoms of mental illnesses. Apps can be useful in tracking your steps to make sure you're getting physical activity. If you're motivated, there's a use for apps. If you're someone who wants to make sure you're sleeping well, you can look at an app and see that you're getting a few hours less of sleep and you can make changes to your sleep. So they can be helpful, but we cannot say they are treatments at this time.
In fact, Collier argues many of the benefits people experience with mental health apps aren't exclusive to that specific program. This effect is called a digital placebo.
Interacting with some sort of an app can be helpful in itself. So sometimes when people study whether an app is helpful, they compare it to a control group, say a wait list. And then they see, oh, people using the apps improve and, I don't know, symptoms of depression or anxiety. But when they compare people using the app to people using a different type of electronic app that might not have the active ingredient, they realize actually both groups improve. So there's something therapeutic for a patient about using the app. And so the effect of the app actually goes down when you compare it to people who use some other type of digital therapeutic.
However, if you're wanting to find an app to supplement your therapy or even just to help calm daily anxiety, Collier knows what you should look for.
I generally recommend evidence-informed apps. So a helpful tool usually has some data behind it. The apps that I recommend are generally developed by the VA and Stanford, and they are the apps that have excellent security features and privacy features and use evidence-informed principles that are continuously being studied. And those apps include CBT, so cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia apps, or an app called PTSD Coach for post-traumatic stress disorder. Those apps have sufficient data behind them and high security features.
Even if a program passes the initial checklist, Collier warns to always take a careful look at the privacy policy.
There was one app that I previously had recommended, which I no longer recommend, because the privacy policy states that they can sell your information and they provide your information to third parties. So going through an updated privacy policy is probably the number one thing you can do as a customer.
You can find more information about Dr. Stephanie Collier and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired in June 2022. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
You can do it all by yourself.
Whoa, baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Medical Notes this week. Is another global pandemic on the horizon? According to scientists, dystopian TV shows about fungal pandemics, like The Last of Us, may not be too far off. A scientist and author of the book What If Fungi Win reveals that the effects of climate change could be pushing us towards this unthinkable reality. As the world heats, fungi continue to thrive, becoming a risk to human health. Antibodies aren't just a protection from disease. Research in The Lancet Neurology reveals that some antibodies can help regenerate nerves and heal a spinal cord injury. However, the treatment didn't improve the patient's motor functions. Still, these initial findings could be monumental for the future of spinal cord injury recovery. Chemotherapy is tough on the body, but magnets could help. Scientists were able to increase the effectiveness of a chemo drug in breast cancer cells without major damage to surrounding tissue by using magnetic fields. Along with improving treatment, the short bursts of localized pulses reduced the negative side effects often felt with chemotherapy. The research, which is published in the journal Cancers, shows how this method not only improves the patient experience, but reduces the risk of drug resistance. The next step for researchers is to recreate these effects in clinical trials. And finally, being cynical is bad for your health. Scott Rogers, director of the Mindfulness in Law program at the University of Miami, says that optimism enhances emotional well-being. Focusing on the positive side of things makes us more likely to view adversity as an opportunity for learning and growth. In fact, adopting this mindset can lead to personal and professional success. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
Absolutely. There's no better time right now. We got our Common Sense tax extravaganza. A lot of sense you're going to be saving off these cars right now. They're marked down to sell. We have all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, we have Fords, Chevys. We have a beautiful selection. We have almost 70 vehicles here on the lot looking for a home at great prices. We have this Common Sense tax extravaganza event. A lot of cents off these vehicles that you're going to save here today.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all over tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift cards, services, and fees.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with highs in the mid-teens, a light southwest breeze. Some scattered clouds tonight, lows between 5 and 10 below zero. On Monday, mostly sunny. Once again, we'll climb to the middle teens. It's zero at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
These kinds of attacks are extremely common at telling you that there's a job waiting for you, that there's a Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
Ever feel like you're being bombarded by hackers through your phone? You're not alone. Then,
people who are paying more attention to food labels, people becoming more aware of the quality of the food.
Food recalls have risen by 20%. But here's why you shouldn't panic. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool. Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For most people, smartphones are a map of our lives. They hold so much sensitive info on where we've been, who we've seen, what we've read recently, how we've spent our money. Eva Galperin is an expert on smartphone security and knows all too well how this info can be misused. Galperin is the Executive Director of Cybersecurity at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit digital rights group.
I had a colleague, Kevin Bankston, who once described access to someone's phone as being equivalent to access to someone's mind. You can get a very good idea of what they're doing and what they're thinking by understanding what is happening on their cell phone. And the reason for that is because, first off, your cell phone is a tracking device. It will give people a way of knowing every place that you have been, because your cell phone needs to talk to its local cell phone towers in order to continue to get service. And it also often has location services turned on, so that information goes to a bunch of other places. And people tend to take their cell phones with them everywhere.
And the gathering of precise location data is just one example. Phones also hold so much sensitive financial and personal information, web browsing data, messages, and so on. Galperin breaks down the different classes of hackers that work to gain access to this info. She outlines the basic brand of bad guys who try to get money through persuasion or blackmail.
This also includes the class of attacks that requires you to fool the other person into simply sending money over Zelle or a wire transfer or PayPal or Venmo, and also blackmail attacks. You get all kinds of really interesting blackmail attacks where somebody breaks into your phone or one of your accounts, finds some sort of sensitive data and says, I will leak this sensitive data to the public or to your contacts list or to your employer or to your parents or something along those lines if you don't give me money. And this is actually something that I saw just last week. I was contacted by a journalist who had been targeted in this way. These kinds of attacks are extremely common. And in fact, they're so common, they're sort of like the background noise of our ordinary lives, the spam that you get and spam phone calls that you get and spam text messages that you get, all trying to get you to click on something or telling you that there's a job waiting for you or that there's, you know, a Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
The good news is that these hackers use a shotgun approach where they target hundreds or thousands of people at a time. This means that if you don't respond, it's likely they'll leave you alone. Your best bet is not to respond and block the number. However, Galperin says there are other classes of attacks that may be harder to shake. It's common for aggressors in these situations to choose you for a specific reason.
Often, if you are in a sort of domestic abuse situation, or if you are a public figure or somebody with like a large social media account, you may be targeted for harassment. And those are people who cannot be dissuaded simply by ignoring them and hoping that they leave you alone, which is just like a whole nother class of attack. And they are often people who know a lot about you because of the things that you have said on social media, or because they used to date you or live with you, or they are your parents. So they can often weaponize that kind of information against you, which is really worrisome. And then finally, the last attacker that I'm really concerned about is the government.
Under the Fourth Amendment, there's a legal clause called a third-party doctrine, which allows law enforcement to access information shared with third parties without a warrant. For example, your Gmail messages that are stored on Google servers technically aren't yours. They belong to Google, and it could decide to hand that information over to authorities. The company's public policy states that any third party who wants the contents of communication must show up with a warrant. In this case, if a warrant is brought up against a user, the company says it will notify the recipient so they can hire a lawyer to fight the search if necessary. But not every platform has this policy.
Counting on the platforms to protect you is much more complicated than it used to be. And one of the things that I recommend is that people encrypt their data. Now, there are a number of different things that people mean when they say encryption. Often when people are talking about encryption, they're talking about encryption in transit. So if you go to your web browser and you take a look at the URL at the top of your browser, you can see that it starts with the letters HTTPS. And the S at the end of HTTPS stands for security. And the whole idea is the web traffic that you are sending to the website that you are going to is encrypted between yourself and the website, meaning that everybody who is in the middle of that transaction cannot see the contents of that communication.
If you're sending sensitive information via text, consider using the platforms Signal or WhatsApp, which are more secure through the use of end-to-end encryption. Additionally, when you back up your data to the cloud, make sure it's always encrypted. One common worry that Galperin often hears is, what if I lose my phone or someone steals it? To protect yourself in case this happens, always use a PIN code to unlock your phone instead of Face ID. Also, turn on two-factor authentication for high-risk accounts like email or banking and trading apps.
There are all kinds of different levels of two-factor authentication, whether it's somebody sends you a text message as your second factor, or somebody sends you a message to your authenticator app, or you use a physical object like a YubiKey or a Duo Key in order to log into your phone or your device or your account. I'm not going to tell you that any of these things are better than any of these other things. Just like whatever it is that you are going to actually use is better than nothing. So turn on 2FA for all of your accounts, including sort of the main account for your phone. So things like your Apple ID. The other recommendation that I make is that you use a password manager. So just use an app where you store all of your passwords. These apps often will create long, strong, unique passwords for you for all of your different accounts. And this is really useful because one of the ways in which hackers breach accounts the most often is that they will go through a data leak and they will find a password that you have used for an account, and they will simply try that username and that password on a bunch of other platforms. So if you reuse passwords, that is one way in which accounts are very frequently compromised.
The final piece to keep in mind when thinking about smartphone security is inevitable data breach. Countless companies have been forced to pay big bucks in settlements over these breaches, which are an unfortunate part of living in an all-digital world.
On one hand, data breaches are inevitable. If you rely on other platforms keeping your data secure, you need to understand that every once in a while they're going to fail to do so. And one of the reasons for that is because trying to keep everything secure from everybody all the time is very hard and next to impossible. But companies do have some reasons to try to protect your data, among other things, because they might get sued, they may be under a consent decree, they may face fines. But these kinds of punishments are often insufficient. And you will see that there are companies, if a company is large enough, that will simply shrug and consider this the cost of doing business.
Data breaches are worrisome, but don't panic. Be prepared and stay vigilant.
If you're interested in learning more about privacy and security online, I recommend EFF's Privacy and Security Guide to Your Digital Life. This is called Surveillance Self-Defense, and you can get there at ssd.eff.org.
To find out more about Eva Galperin and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and Amira Zaveri. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri, studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, worried about the increasing frequency of food recalls? What to keep in mind when Viewpoints returns.
Could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Recalls aren't new, but last year it did feel like there were more recalls than usual. Large-scale breakouts of E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, and other pathogens have made headlines in recent months, and it doesn't seem like these notifications are slowing down anytime soon. At the end of last year, thousands of eggs sold at Costco's nationwide were recalled due to a possible Salmonella contamination. Now, this year, the spread of bird flu has killed millions of hens over just a few weeks, and the supply of eggs across the U.S. has plummeted. For another supplier, Braga Fresh Foods, which produces several vegetables, the company rang in the new year with an announcement that its 12-ounce bags of broccoli florets, sold at Walmart in various parts of the Midwest, are being recalled due to listeria concerns. The company advised consumers to throw out bags with a sell-by date of December 10th. With a flurry of recalls and disease outbreaks, many consumers are on edge about the safety of the country's food supply. According to data published by the Food and Drug Administration, the number of food recalls has risen 20% since the pandemic. However, it is important to recognize that most companies voluntarily recall products out of an abundance of caution.
Food recalls are a part of the check and balance system that the federal government has in place to ensure that consumers are presented or offered products that are safe to eat, that won't make them sick, that they're purchasing what's displayed on the label. So food recalls can range from having an overgrowth of a certain bacteria that may make a person sick, or a food recall may entail something that's not put in the product that's on the label that says that a particular ingredient is in there, but it's not. That's the grounds for a food recall.
That's Dr. Mitchell Lloyd, a food scientist and the founder of the food tech startup Num Num Sauce Company. Over the past decade, the FDA has taken more of an active role in monitoring food supply chains. This is partially due to the adoption of the Food Safety and Modernization Act, passed in 2011, which put more pressure on companies to issue precautionary recalls.
A food recall doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. You know, it could be a corrective action. It could be, like I said, a labeling issue. But yes, sometimes an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria is present in food that can cause harm to consumers and sometimes even death.
Lloyd does highlight that this is a natural consequence of large-scale food production. Bacteria is inevitable, and it competes with humans for resources, too. That's why it's important to have a robust monitoring system. This is known as a hazard analysis and critical control point plan, which ensures bacteria populations aren't at dangerous levels for human consumption.
There's bacteria in everything on this earth, but where the issues come in at when it comes to consuming food is that if a bacteria population is too high or it's the wrong bacteria that's incompatible with our bodies, that's when you have the issues. But the bacteria is always present in all the food. It's just what processes like thermal treatment, you know, increase the temperature high enough to kill certain bacteria, certain levels of bacteria. Like, for instance, when you have food that's put in the refrigerator. So food that's put in the refrigerator is done so because we want to limit the growth of the mesophilic bacteria that grow in high abundance at room temperature. So when we place a product in the refrigerator, we're allowing psychotrophic bacteria to grow, which is bacteria that grows at a lower temperature, but they don't grow as fast as the mesophilic bacteria that grow at room temperature.
No system is foolproof, but the bigger the supply chain, the higher the contamination risk. Food is often grown both domestically and abroad, which equates to longer travel times and a higher number of workers handling the shipment. That's where Ariel McCollum comes in. McCollum is an urban agriculturalist and market manager at the Hopewell Farmers Market in Hopewell, Virginia. She believes that shopping locally doesn't just benefit the community, but can help cut down on the contamination risk.
With us at the Hopewell Farmers Market, and really farmers markets across the Commonwealth and even in other states, you know, we're usually working with our growers to make sure that they have not only the tools, but the training and the resources that they need to be able to avoid the food safety issues and to meet the food safety standards, not only set by the state, but also by the federal government as well. Small businesses, they just really can't afford, you know, having negative impact on their products. So they usually work more diligently in making sure that they are upholding those standards.
While the risk may be lower, there's never a 100% guarantee that there will never be a food recall at a small grocer or farmer's market. Yet McCollum says there is security in knowing where the food you're eating is coming from.
In this line of work, I have realized that I absolutely love Honeycrisp apples. Again, you get more variety at farmers markets compared to the variety that might be at your local grocery store. But also you get to know who grows that. I know Miss Sylvia down in Surrey County provides, you know, grows and brings apples to the farmers market. I know Jess and Melanie, they have peaches during the summer. And I know Keith has the collard greens and the sweet potatoes in the fall. So, you know, when you're able to make that connection with who's growing your food, not only are you making a connection with the food itself, but you're making the connection with the person that grows it. And then you can know and learn about how it's actually being grown. And you can take that food safety really kind of into your own hands.
In other words, don't panic about the growing frequency of food recalls, but continue to stay informed. Practice food safety in your own home by thoroughly washing produce, using clean equipment, following use-by dates, and monitoring food temperature. You can also learn more about food safety and recalls by heading to fsis.usda.gov. That's fsis.usda.gov. At the very bottom of the page, you can subscribe via email to their new service and get notified whenever there's a recall. To find out more about Mike Lloyd, Ariel McCollum, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Is the U.S. falling behind in the global artificial intelligence race? Well, last month, DeepSeek, a Chinese AI firm, disrupted the tech sector and sent shockwaves through the U.S. stock market with the release of their newest model, R1. In the wake of the drop, NVIDIA, a leader in manufacturing the processor used to create AI bots like ChatGPT, saw its stock fall 17%, leading to a loss of almost $600 billion in value. But what's so special about DeepSeek's model? And why did it tank projections for companies that help build AI? Experts say it's so impressive because it's not only able to give responses on par with the latest models from companies like OpenAI, Google, or Meta, but because it was built at a fraction of the cost, using far less computing power and processors than its competitors. As a consequence, this led to steep losses on Wall Street for companies like NVIDIA because it shifted the industry outlook. DeepSeek's proved that demand for computing resources will likely be far lower than expected in coming years. However, it's unclear if R1 would have even been possible to build without using the advances of existing AI models like ChatGPT to its advantage. Some experts also argue that powerhouse companies like NVIDIA are even more important in order for the U.S. to retake the global lead in AI. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The Oscars are just a few weeks away, and with 10 Best Picture nominees, it can feel like there's a lot to catch up on. While movies like Emilia Perez, The Brutalist, and Wicked dominated much of the initial discourse, none of those are the Best Picture nominee that felt most urgent and resonant to me. That would be Nickel Boys, directed by Ramel Ross and adapted from the Colson Whitehead novel. Ross initially burst onto the scene with his 2018 documentary Hale County This Morning, This Evening. That film helped redefine for me what a documentary could be. It didn't have any real linear structure, instead presenting images of a place, lyrically capturing the experience of one predominantly Black community. Similarly, Nickel Boys does away with the traditional film structure, instead shooting the story of two Black teenagers sent to an abusive reform school in the 1960s in the first person. As a result, the film itself feels more like a lived experience than a typical movie. Sometimes the action takes place just out of frame, or you don't have a great view, so you have to rely on sounds to understand what's happening. While that frustrated me at times, it also cranked my level of immersion in the story way up. It's a big, bold take on a tragic American tale, and it's absolutely worth seeking out and letting flow through you like water. While Nickel Boys isn't the loudest or the most expensive film in this year's Oscars race, it is the one that has lived with me the most, and the one that I've found myself thinking back on most frequently. I'm Evan Rook.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
And another one gone, another one buys the dust, hey, hey.
gonna get you too. But another one bites the dust.